made of robots. Yeah, I saw one get interviewed on 60 Minutes, the top journalistic program in the United States. And he's just sitting there getting interviewed, not nervous at all, just rattling off all the fucking answers, you know? Not smoking, not fucking, you know, leaking oil, whatever you would do as a nervous robot, right? And the reporter's asking him questions, and in the end he goes, so tell us, he's like, what are your goals? And I am alone in a hotel room, and I literally lean towards the TV, I'm like, these fucking things have goals? And the fucking robot just answers. He just goes, what are your goals? And the robot goes, to become smarter than human beings. Yeah. And the reporter just blows by it. He goes like, okay, and what's your favorite color? Meanwhile, I'm standing on my bed yelling at the TV like, dude, unplug that fucking thing. Take the batteries out. Pull the wires out. Do something. How many sci-fi movies do you have to see before you realize where this is going? So anyways, every super smart person in the world is saying these fucking things are gonna kill us. Even your boy here, the guy, he recently died. What was his name? He's always sitting down. Hawkins, Stephen Hawkins, yeah. Too good to fucking stand up and make his point, just sitting down all fucking smarmy. Oh, I care so much, I poured ice on myself. And I showed off my abs at the same time for the gram. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm so glad that guy's fucking dead, though. You know? Look at you guys. Your heart. How much longer do you want him to suffer? You don't believe in an afterlife? Maybe he's up there now. His fucking legs work. He's getting an angelic blowjob. How much longer do you want him to fucking sit there so you could feel better about yourself? Well, at least I'm not all fucking twisted up saying smart shit, right? I couldn't fucking stand that guy. He was so fucking negative. He never had anything positive to say. Hey, Steve, what do you got for us today? In 2035, there'll be no more apples. Thank you, Steve. Thanks a lot. Wasn't thinking about that. Now I am. Hey, so what's the solution? It's too late. We needed to try 40 years ago. Thanks a lot, buddy. I'm gonna go cry with my child now. Dude, I could hang out with that guy for about 3 minutes before I took the brake off his chair and just zoomed him into the other room. Hey, Steve, come back in when you got something dumb and positive to say.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mac Innes, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, Bill Burr, what's your thoughts?
What, on that? That's funny.
Well, that's funny. I'm saying Bill Burr in general.
Oh, am I supposed to have... Did he do something bad again?
No.
Okay. I've always thought he was funny. I'm just wondering if, you know... You know how it is.
Usually you're just wondering if society told you... You're just wondering if society told you not to like him?
Have I been told not to like him and I didn't know? I mean, you know, like Chris Pratt, all of a sudden we're supposed to fucking hate him too or something? I mean, I don't know.
Chris Pratt's a little different, just in general.
He is.
I love his acting, so that doesn't matter, but...
It's just, I just say it because it's just funny because all of a sudden people, you know.
His whole religious cult shit was enough to push me away from him personally.
But you get that stuff where it's, you know, all of a sudden you're supposed to hate someone because of something that they may have or may not have. And you're like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
I've always been in the mind.
I like Wilbur.
I've always been in the mind, right? You don't have to like the person to like the person's art.
I am too, and I've been that way, but I've just, you know how it's been. There's been a couple of people, like, all of a sudden, the cancel culture. Like, all of a sudden, because of somebody may or may not have done something, now all of a sudden we have to hate them and hate their art and everything else. And I'm like, but you know.
Now, I believe in cancel culture to the extent of, let's just, you brought up Chris Pratt. I don't even know why people are hating him. I didn't click on any of the articles because
it's back to, I mean, the cult, because of whatever he said about the cult and his ties to the cult. And they're just the same things being brought up about it again.
Right. And so if that was a passing, it's no different than like when James Gunn got fired before they rehired him for a tweet 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
One, if you're pulling up old shit, you got to give the person room to change, right? 10 years. Now, if he's making the same mistake over and over and over again, and then two, like if you break the law and you got cancel culture, like take Louis C.K., right? If you did what Louis C.K. did in your job right now as a safety trainer, if you walked into one of your safety classes and basically went, you know what, I'm not passing you on this course unless you sit there and watch me jerk off. That's against the law. You wouldn't have a job. Yeah. Not only would you not have a job with the company you're currently with, chances are any other companies that have people like you in your position, you probably wouldn't get that job either.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Louis C.K., in my opinion, probably should not be able to do comedy yet.
Yeah.
However, right, comedy's not, it's self-employed. So, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you found Louis C.K. funny, his comedy is probably still funny. I, for one, was never really a big fan of his, just comedy-wise.
Yeah.
So, it's just, I don't know. Like, I have a hard time hating the art that I already liked because somebody did something. I can hate that person.
Yes.
And I cannot support anything new that person does. But I'm not going to go back and go, you know what? I love this song for 32 years, and I don't anymore. I'm done. It's the same music. I still like the music, but I don't like that band or that singer singing it.
Yeah, no, and I get that. I'm the same way with that. It's just a lot of it's bugged me. I think a lot of it's bugged me just right now because of the whole thing really with, like, I mean, Johnny Depp. And that one just annoyed me, honestly. But
now, I think the Johnny Depp one is different because I know no judgment has come out yet, correct? The trial's not just yet. Wrapping up.
Yeah.
But everything is leaning to it not being Johnny Depp, it being Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Yet Johnny Depp was the one that got canceled.
And that was my problem with it. I mean, it was one of those things that it's me and Amber were talking about this the other day. It's like with Bill Cosby, he came out and, you know, one woman came out and suddenly there was like four or five more that were like, you know, he did the same to me with Weinstein or whatever. There'd been claims for years with Johnny Depp. This was a one claim and immediately like he lost jobs. They were canceling him, everything else. And it's like, every other woman he'd ever dated was defending him. And it's like, and it's just hard to see that all of a sudden one claim can completely ruin your life, even though it's not true. You know, it's no longer innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty and that's it.
But innocent until proven guilty has never been a public opinion rule. It's never been public opinion, right?
No.
Like, it may be law in court, technically, but it's never been law in public opinion.
No, it hasn't, but it's one of those things that, you know, he's losing everything because of one little...
Now, think of it this way. Is this so much a cancel culture thing, or is this so much a believe the woman thing?
It's hard to say, because, I mean, in all reality, if you really look at it, after she made those claims... He lost a bunch of work and she gained.
No, I get that. But was so,
I mean,
it is. Was it cancel culture or was it believe the woman? Right now, look at it from Disney's perspective, which is where he lost a lot of the work.
Yes.
Right. That was his big one in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which I did hear. It sounds like there's going to be a lot. He's going to turn around and sue them, too.
Well, and he might have that opportunity. But you're Disney. You have a specific audience.
Mm-hmm.
That specific audience does not follow women abusers.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's like Disney's looking out for their pocketbook, which is what any business should do. I mean, it is.
I mean, it is, but it's kind of one of those things that, I mean, it's just hard to say because now all of a sudden it's one of those things that, yes, they're looking out for their pocketbook at the same time, but.
Now to come out and just be like, you're done, that's one thing, right? I think the benefit of the doubt that needs to start being given is similar to what police officers are given.
Yeah.
Continue to get paid while the investigation is going on. And we don't even have to bring up past shit. We'll bring up something that just happened in our neck of the woods a week ago where that cop drunk driving.
See, I hadn't even heard that.
Jumped the curb and hit that pedestrian. And that was after he got in a hit and run minutes before with another car. And was on paid administrative leave for the investigation. If you jumped a curb and were arrested for jumping the curb, does your job continue paying you until they figure out if you did it or not?
No.
Or you're officially arrested?
No.
And that's what I'm saying, right? Why should it?
But it's one of those things. If all of a sudden I came up to your, you know, your work, or just came up to you and accused you of doing something completely inappropriate, is your work going to fire you for it?
Oh, quite possibly.
Whether even before it's proved and anything else, just I came up to you and said, you did this. And in that case, in this one too, really with the Johnny Depp thing, she never said it was Johnny Depp.
No. I 100% agree with what you're saying. Like, what I'm saying is, Johnny Depp in this situation, just like that police officer in this situation, should have been given the benefit of the doubt, similar to what they're doing with the Bill Murray movie right now. Right? Bill Murray's not fired. Bill Murray's not canceled. What is happening is they halted the production of the movie to investigate. Now, if they find Bill Murray did something inappropriate, they find him liable for what he's being accused of, then you boot him from the movie. Right? It happened on set. It's a dangerous. It's no different than a normal HR claim, right?
Yeah.
If you get accused of something at work by a coworker, right? They'll probably send you home with pay and investigate and then fire you, and you may have to even pay back what they paid you. But,
yeah,
you know, you're given the benefit of the doubt in that situation, where I don't think Johnny was. And I don't think that was because of cancel culture. I think that was because of the stigma we have in society that women don't beat men. That women do not abuse men. That if a woman accuses a man of abuse, it's 100% factual.
Yeah.
Look at that college recruit to USC. I can't think of his name right offhand. Was accused his senior year of high school of rape. Went to jail for 6 years, I think it was. Only for her to come out and go, I lied.
Yeah,
he lost paid for college. He lost his chance at the NFL pros. He lost everything. And no matter what he does, there will always be somebody that remembers the beginning part of the story and will stigmatize him with that moniker.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, how do you explain that I was in jail, but, you know. Yeah.
Well, it was such a publicized story. How do you, especially, you know, I think the beginning of it was way more publicized than 6 years later when he was let go and was clear of all charges. That was a blurb.
It is, because it's one of the things that's actually teaching, you know, safety. We talk about one all the time where there's a crane accident that happened years ago where the crane operator was basically completely lambasted and said that he was, did all this stuff, was proved that he didn't do anything wrong, and it was someone else's mistake that caused the crane to go over. But nobody, that retraction was like page 10, where everything else was page 1, and nobody saw the retraction. And all it's been, he's been labeled as this person who took down a crane and killed a man.
Yeah.
and he had nothing. It wasn't his fault. So no, yeah, I completely agree. Where people see, oh, you went to jail for this rape, but no one sees the, oh, but you were cleared of it and actually released.
And that's why I think Depp's isn't so much cancel culture. It turned into cancel culture.
Yeah.
But I think what got him there was believe women at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying don't. I'm not saying push it to the side like you see a lot of times. I'm saying before shit goes hits the fan, let's investigate shit.
Yeah. You know? No, and I agree. They really should investigate. I mean, that's kind of the hard part with a lot of this is, yeah. You know, they don't do the investigation, and now all of a sudden it's like he's lost all this, you know. And I mean, Johnny Depp, I mean, he lost a little bit, whatever. I'm sure he'll get money back, whatever. You know, he's a millionaire as is. But if this was anybody else, I mean, their whole life could be destroyed.
But what
in 6 months.
What we need to listen to, right, and me and you have always been advocates for this, but what we need to listen to is Depp's testimony. It doesn't matter how rich he is. He's a human being. Same feelings you and I have. And he feels his life is ruined. He feels that stigma will be with Johnny Depp, the actor, the rest of his life. He feels the thing like Pirates of the Caribbean, what, he's put 15 years, 20 years into that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's gone. The potential in the, what are they, the prequels to Harry Potter or whatever they are? The fantastic world of that he got fired from?
Yep. Fantastic Beasts or whatever.
You know, look at Harry Potter. Harry Potter was a 10-12 year span. Who's to say these prequels were not going to be?
Yeah.
And that's now gone.
And I think a lot of it comes down to is the whole stigma of a man also being the victim in something like this. You know, men aren't supposed to be the victims of abuse. Women are.
Yeah.
No, and that's not that I'm saying that's what it is. I'm just saying that's the stigma that we've all grown up with. Men aren't abused. Men are the abusers. But there are cases like obviously in this one where it appears from things that I've seen, you know, in the court case and everything else that he was the abused, well, not the abuser.
At the minimum, it's a 50-50.
At the minimum, yeah. I mean, there's obviously both of them were shits, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But and it's not even that, right? It's not even the man that is the abuser. If a woman does abuse you, 90% of the time you're told to just man up and forget about it. Like,
yeah, don't be a pussy.
Yeah. So, oh, who knows? Who knows? Did you see the other crazy Hollywood thing with, what's his name? Sudeikis?
No.
Is it Jason?
No, what happened with him?
His ex-wife? Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
They served her custody papers in the middle of CinemaCon while she was promoting her new movie. She was on stage talking about it, and a guy walked up, put a manila envelope on the stage. She reached out and picked it up, and he goes, "You got served," and turned around and walked out.
Wow.
Now, everything being told is Jason Sudeikis had no clue when, like, He's not told when they're going to serve him.
No, he just hired someone to serve her. And
chances are, if you're hiring someone to serve her, it means that she is not showing up to different, whether it's legal meetings or whatever, to get the problem solved. Right? It's because she's dodging the paperwork.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah. And now I saw he's taking a bunch of shit. He hired whatever, I don't know, who does that? It's not Bondsman. Who fucking serves?
What do they call them? I know, I can't think of what they're called. I mean, I think they're just called servers, basically, but.
Yeah. But it's no different than anywhere, right? They try to find where you're going to be. That company does the investigation to go, hey, this person gets coffee every day at this Starbucks. Like, we'll catch them there. Because I think when you get served, if I'm not mistaken, it has to be done in public.
I'm not sure if it has to be done in public. I think they just have to admit who they are and you hand them the paperwork. Or something. I'm not sure. I've never had to do it, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of wild and crazy. little bit anyways. And like I said, he's taking a bunch of shit right now.
And like you said, it's one of those things, like, he hired someone to do it. He didn't tell them to go do it at that time. He just said, hey, these papers need it. And most likely, I'll be honest, usually in cases like this, I'm betting he didn't even know it was his lawyers.
Everybody came out and said he had no clue.
His lawyers probably, you know, hired some company, said, hey, we need her to get these papers. She isn't whatever. Handed them, you know, had these paid these people to hand her the papers. And he probably didn't even know at that point that it was even being done.
Yeah. No, he probably didn't. Like, they just, he hired them and they take it from there. You know? Yeah, it's funny, but there's a lot of, I mean, it's not all bad, but there's a lot of little celebrity news. James Corden retired today. He signed on for one more season and said he's done. That this was not his, wasn't planned to be his final destination from the start. So, yeah, he,
I missed out on a whole bunch of stuff.
That just came out like 2 hours ago.
Wow.
So, what else did I see?
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I've always liked James Corden. He's funny.
I thoroughly enjoy his show.
Yeah.
I like his, I'm a musical guy, so I like his carpool karaoke and his, what do they call it? The riff off or whatever he does, where he tries to pick whatever singer and says he's a better singer than that person.
Yeah.
I like his interview style. It reminds me a lot. I love Graham Norton, right? Where you typically have all your guests out on the couch at one point, and it's kind of a, you know, a round table type discussion. No, I really do. I really do like James Corden. And I hope whatever he does next is something still in the public so I can enjoy him.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's one of those things. I mean, he's got enough talent and everything else. I mean, I think him stepping away from The Late Show, my guess is he wants
to do something more, other than Peter Rabbit.
To do more than, you know, and it's probably hard. I mean, his schedule is probably taken up quite a bit by The Late Show. So it's hard for him probably to do a lot of TV shows or movies or anything like that because he's constantly on The Late Show. So,
yeah. Oh, God, I just saw the headline. I don't even want to read it because it's going to be fucking people freaking out.
Uh-oh.
The new Buzz Lightyear trailer reveals queer character same-sex kiss.
Sweet.
Yeah, but you and I both know that's going to turn into a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
What do we think of Elon Musk behind Twitter?
I haven't looked enough into it to even understand what it even means. I mean, all it sounds like it's going to be, he's going to make it so it's not like, from what I've seen, it's basically he's going to take away the a lot of the stuff like Facebook has where they block people.
That and allow hate speech, but
okay, I didn't read it. I haven't looked at any of it. I mean, from what I saw, it just said it was going to be freedom of speech. But that is, I mean, it's gonna it does open up to that.
But
the problem is I'll be honest. It's Facebook. I get them trying to stop some of the hate speech, but they've gotten so far that at this point, people are getting banned for the stupidest shit. You know, I have one where I got, you know, I can't remember what it was. It was something where it wasn't even negative. It was, I can't remember what I said, and I got a warning.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything hate speech. It was something, you know, something about a race or something. And I think I named the race, and it was like Savage Race or something. And it was just the way I said it. For whatever reason, they thought, oh, that's, I was being mean.
Well, as with anything, right? You go from one extreme to the other, and eventually you'll find it in the middle, right?
Hopefully, but I feel like, you know, I feel Facebook's gone too far, but then I worry on the same side like you do that it might be too far the other way.
I mean, honestly, Musk buying doesn't. I don't use Twitter. I don't care.
I barely. I just follow the sheik. the Iron Sheik. That's pretty much the only reason I still have Twitter is because the Iron Sheik is my fucking hero.
I haven't scrolled Twitter in I don't know how long. Nick Lindsay messages me through Twitter.
Yep, he messages me through Twitter too.
And shares our show, which I do appreciate. Thank you very much. Shares the new episodes on Twitter. And I, you know, I'll get the notification on that and I'll like it and, you know, respond or whatever. But to just sit and scroll, so many times, right, you end up having to scroll 500 messages to find out what that one person was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you'll get a comment from somebody that you follow, but they commented on somebody else's shit and you got to scroll back to figure out what that fucking, like, it's not even worth it to me. Like we've talked about numerous times, for the most part, my scrolling pleasure is fucking TikTok.
Yeah, mine too. And it's one of those things that I have it, and pretty much the only thing I use Twitter for is I have pretty much notifications set so that when the Iron Sheik tweets, I see it. And that's because, like I said, the only thing good on Twitter to me is the Iron Sheik telling everyone to pretty much go fuck themselves every night.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's it.
Absolutely, yeah. I get it. I get the uproar, I guess, but it doesn't affect me at all. To be honest, it doesn't affect anybody. Get off of it if you don't like. We don't need to be on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it starts happening like Facebook, where Facebook was, I mean, it's proven that Facebook was part of a Russian hack into the election in 2016, spreading propaganda. Like if you know, if you're catching that, that's one thing. Get rid of, like, that to me is not free speech. I guess it is, but it's not. But legally,
it's
like
I said, there's a difference between free speech and hate speech.
Yeah. Well, technically they're both free. Just one's not free from consequences.
Exactly. It's just like I said, the big problem that I have with some of this is, I think, like you said, Facebook's gone too far, but at the same time, did Twitter go too far the opposite?
Yeah.
But who knows? It might end up working its way out. It might be one of those things where, you know, the world is freaking out about something that might happen that never happens. I mean, we both have wives that have that complete anxiety about shit that might happen that never does.
Yeah. I don't know. That's another guy that just, he rubs me the wrong way, personally.
I think Elon Musk's problem is he doesn't understand, like, people. I think in some ways it's like one of those things where they talk about, like, a sociopath who doesn't understand the social cues.
He has no social skills at all.
And he has no social skills. So I think he is, I mean, not so. And it's one of those things. I do a lot of weird random research on sociopaths and stuff. But just because someone's a sociopath doesn't mean they're a murderer and a killer. I mean, sociopath, it just means that they don't see social cues and have no like real emotion. And that's kind of what I see from Elon. So a lot of his decisions don't make sense to an emotional person or anybody that has emotions.
Irrational. Yeah.
Rational, there's the word. Emotional, rational, same thing. So,
yep. No, like I said, it is what it is. Like, I can care less.
But like you said, you don't like it, delete Twitter.
I look at Facebook to catch up because that's all friends and family. I don't look at it very much because a lot of times I will no longer claim those people as friends or family.
I've backed off quite a bit on it. I mean, I spend more time on Instagram and TikTok.
I maybe scroll Facebook 10 minutes a day, first 10, 15 posts 3 or 4 times a day just to see if something piques me, you know, and
I do it to look at, you know, stuff for comedy shows and stuff for the BeastNet podcast that I do for, you know, other than that, I'm just,
yeah, it does nothing for me.
No.
Anymore. Fuck. I mean, I bet you in the last 6 months, I've only even posted 10 times.
I post mainly, I mean, I try and be on the Mike James one just because of the BeastNet stuff, more positive stuff. But other than that, I mean, on the Brandon Valentine, it's pretty much just, hey, come to this comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good, it's a good use for that, right? Yeah. But, yeah, nope, TikTok's pretty entertaining. Although, Fuck. I'm like an adult version of my fucking kids.
Uh-oh.
And it drives me nuts. Right? I think we've talked about this numerous times. You've talked about it with Beej. I've talked about it with my kids. Watching, like, other people play video games, right?
Yep.
Fucking drives me nuts. Like, play the fucking video game.
Yeah.
I've gotten into watching dudes open up packs of old sports cards.
I've seen a few of those. I haven't really watched them, but I'm afraid to start watching them because I feel like if I do, I'm not going to be able to stop.
There's a guy named Junkwax Sal, and honestly, all he ever sees is his hands, right? And he has the pack of cards in front of his camera or whatever, and you see his hands open them. But I just picture it. He's got to be 50 years old in his mom's basement. Like, the way he talks, the way he just... But 90% of the time, he's opening mid-80s to mid-90s is what he opens. So, like, that decade that I was super into sports cards.
So when he's opening them, you're like, oh, I wanted that one.
Yeah, so, like, 75% of the time, it's baseball. And then
I never gonna stop watching.
And then he'll throw in a little bit of hockey. He'll throw in a little bit of basketball and a little bit of football. Yeah, but and he's pretty knowledgeable. Like, he'll open up the 89, he'll pull out an 8-pack of 89 Fleer, and he'll be like, so we're looking for the Griffey rookie card or the Billy Ripken fuckface card. And then he'll open the pack, and he's got these little stands. And for the most part, he's pulling stars that I would have pulled back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, like, I get it. Like, yeah, I would have taken out, you know, Edgar Martinez. That's pretty sweet. Like, yeah, at night when I'm scrolling before bed, and the first video of his that pops up on my For You page, I then click his name, and he probably posts, I'd say 3 to 7 a day.
Oh, wow.
And he posts them all, like, back to back. Supposedly he has a YouTube channel, so he's probably just breaking down where he's opening full boxes at a time on YouTube.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I haven't got into that. I would probably contemplate ending it if I sat there and watched like an hour straight, right? I watched.
You know, you're gonna be sitting down in the morning to take your morning shit, and you're gonna be freaking looking at those videos, and then all of a sudden Tosh is gonna wake up at like 10 and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I hope not. And every time I do it, every time I watch, like, I want to run out to the garage and grab one of my old notebooks and like thumb through them. I started scrolling eBay to see if I can find a box for cheap, you know, and cause the thing are, they're not worth a fucking thing.
No,
they were so overproduced. And so, you know, you have a couple of your rookie cards that you could still get okay money for, but you know, for the most part, they're not worth fucking anything.
No. Most of them, we should have got rid of them years ago when they were worth something. I mean, I have the Bo Jackson football baseball around somewhere.
Yeah, he's always looking to pull that one. I think it's out of the 90s score.
Yeah, I have that one.
Where he's got the shoulder pads on with the bat behind him. Yep, black and white.
I've got that and the, what's the other one? Oh, I think an Alvin Davis rookie card somewhere.
Yeah.
No.
That I don't think is worth squadoosh.
Probably not. It was to me because Alvin Davis was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So he was Mr. Mariner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I don't know if it's still going on, but it happened tonight, the NFL draft, and there's absolutely nothing exciting. So who cares?
No, not really. I saw it. I looked it up real quick. I saw the Seahawks picked, you know, whatever.
They actually drafted with their first round pick.
And an offensive lineman, right?
They drafted an offensive lineman. So, yes, thank you, Russell Wilson, for leaving. So now we can get protection.
Yeah. It's one of those, and I've had a few people that completely disagree with me, but I'm like, it's one of those that honestly, he opened up the salary. You know, he gave us the salary money.
Oh yeah. I'm just now reading the Ravens traded Hollywood Brown to the Cardinals. for a first round pick. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? All I'm getting is the top. Come on.
I only saw the round one, which I don't know. Was round one the only one that went tonight?
I think how it works is tonight is round one, and then they do two and three, I think, tomorrow, and then four through seven, like, on Saturday.
Yeah.
If at least that's how it used to go. I don't know. Typically, I'm pretty excited about the draft, but to me, and normally you're excited because, I mean, we're not necessarily excited for us because we never draft in the first round. We typically trade that out. I thought we had, did we not have a couple picks? Did we trade one out?
I think the when we got the from the Broncos, I think one of those picks is next year.
Okay, I thought they were both this year, but I could be fucking wrong. I don't know. Right, but you're always like to me the best part of the draft, you have three or four quarterbacks and you're like, "Oh, which one's going to what?" You know, like 98 when it was Ryan Leaf, your boy, and Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And that also helped, well, not really. Well, it helped my excitement then, and then I saw what they drafted and didn't help. But the Chargers were number two that year and ended up with fucking Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, so here we go. Live coverage round one tonight, tomorrow round two and three, and then four and seven on Saturday. So I was right on that one there. Yeah, the Hollywood Brown trade was for a first round pick. That to me is crazy. I got scared because I saw the headline, and the headline said it was for a different one. It was for A.J. Brown got traded from the Titans. And when I saw the headline read, star wide receiver traded, and I know there's been so many fucking trade talk about DJ Metcalf.
There has, but I mean, it's one of those things, Metcalf. I mean, they keep swearing up and down that he's the future of the team, but who knows? I mean, everything I saw kept saying he's the future of the team and he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but who knows? We heard that before, and then all of a sudden shit goes weird.
And maybe they consider him that. But next year when he's catching passes from fucking Drew Locke, you know, and there's shitty throws, and he's getting murdered across the middle and underthrown on the deep routes, and next year's the end of his rookie contract. Is he going to want to re-sign?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows? But I mean, the thing is, too, is, I mean, I'll be honest. Some of the stuff I've been reading on Drew Locke, I don't think he's as bad as everyone thinks he is. I think he's going to be a surprise.
I'm not really not shitting on him because I feel like he could be better than. And I also feel like if they get back to running the ball and the best defense, which is what their hope is, then, you know, Russell Wilson, those years we went to Super Bowls and the year we won, wasn't lighting the world on fire. He didn't have to. And so if we can get it to where Drew Locke doesn't have to, but then again, right, if you're DK Metcalf, are you going to want to be on a team that's only throwing the ball 20 times a game and running 30 times?
But if you go back to that and you think about that, yes, they were running quite a bit, but think of Baldwin during those years.
And Baldwin was an undrafted free agent and was unhappy. He was unhappy with Russell Wilson.
True, but I mean, he was getting a lot of passes and everything else. And I think if they, you know, if they're running more, I think it's going to open Metcalf up more for Drew Locke to be able to hit him.
Let's, I just want to look here at, those wide receiver stats. 2013 was the year we won the Super Bowl. 13-3. Yeah, I think that was the year. Let's just take a peeky look here at rushing and receiving. No, show me those. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at Golden Tate. He was one of our... So Golden Tate had 64 receptions. Doug Baldwin had 50.
Yeah.
That was our. Those were our top two wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not that many passes. Now, if you click on... I'm going to click on Doug Baldwin here. And we're going to look at his statistics. That 50... was the lowest amount of catches he had in any year.
You know, and that was the first year. What about the next one?
That wasn't the first year.
Oh, wasn't? Okay, was that the second year?
Oh, and I'm sorry. It was the second least amount of receptions. But the in 2012, he had 29, but he got hurt and missed some games.
Yeah.
In 2011, his rookie season, he had 51. So he had more. Not many. And then it was 66. Then the defense went to shit, and he went 78, 94, 75, and then in 2018, his last season was 50 again.
Yeah.
So we didn't throw the ball that much.
Well, no, but I mean, that was the first couple of years with Wilson, but then, like you said, once he got a few more years, he was up in the 90s.
But if they get Drew Locke where they want him, which is only pass when you have to, hand the ball off, it's very... DK Metcalf is a much bigger baby diva. Doug Baldwin got mad. He was angry, Doug, but he got mad for being thrown shitty balls to. It wasn't so much the production. It was the being left to get fucking leveled. You know? That was more his anger. And where DK Metcalf is a fucking diva.
I mean, I could see that, but I mean, it's one of those things, but I mean, who knows? I mean, it's he is a diva, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I think until we see what really happens, I think they want to get the run, but when they had the run, they also had they could get the passing that once they got Wilson a couple years into it. But I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I don't think they're not going to get the run like they used to have because they're not going to have Marshawn. Without Marshawn Lynch, you're not going to get that run like we did before.
True.
I mean, I don't think they're going to be as run heavy, but I mean, some of those years they had up to, you know, 90 passes.
Did you see Marshawn?
Yeah. What about him?
He's now part owner of the Seattle Kraken.
I know, which is awesome.
Did you see him doing the fucking donuts on the Zamboni?
Oh, I didn't catch that part. That was awesome.
He's my favorite. God, I love it. Like, that guy wants nothing to do with the media, like the fame at all. He is a fucking 13-year-old boy trapped in a man's body.
He always has been. That's what I think. That's what everyone loved him. He was just a freaking, he was a kid his whole career. I mean, there's one of the things, I think one of my favorite things to see him, I think it's when he was in college and he stole the freaking, the cart.
Yeah, the injury cart or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope, always a big fan. Always a big fan. Yeah, so you're right. The Seahawks only had one draft pick today.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I don't see any Cougars drafted in the first round.
That doesn't surprise me. Have they done anything in the last 10 years?
I don't know.
I'm a fan, but I still think they suck. I mean, I'm still realistic. They've had a couple good years, I mean, but I mean, it's still...
And let's see, tomorrow the Seahawks have the 40th and the 8th and 9th pick, the 40th and 41st total in the second round. Let me see how many they have in the third. I'm curious what your over-under is for how many trades they make tomorrow. They have the 8th pick in the third round. So they have 3 total picks tomorrow. I say they trade 2 of them for I bet you Baker Mayfield ends up here and they get like a fifth round pick on top of it.
See, I'd still rather see Minshew than Mayfield, but
you fucking homer. And I mean that in the words of dope instead of you fuck. Baker fucking Gardner Minshew.
I mean, I don't know, Baker. The problem I have with Baker Mayfield is I just don't. I don't know. But I mean, it could be the same thing with Mayfield as we have with Locke, because I think it's one of those things that, I mean, having a different coach, different team built around him and built in a different way. I mean, I think they could have the chance. I mean, it's like some of the stuff. It's like, you know, you look at like Ryan Tannehill, 2018, one of the worst freaking quarterbacks in the league. And then 2019 in the top 10.
Well, I think the big difference with Baker Mayfield is I think you know what you got. Like, I think we've seen Baker Mayfield's ceiling, which could fit very well if Carroll is able to do what he wants to do and just run the ball, have somebody efficient enough to pass when we need to pass, and play defense.
Yeah.
If he can get the team to that, I think Baker Mayfield's a perfect fit. Right? If we have to rely on Baker Mayfield more than two or three games a season to actually go out and win it, I think we've seen his ceiling. Where Drew Locke, like you said, I don't think got a fair shake in Denver.
And, I mean, he could suck ass, but, I mean, who knows? I think maybe giving a fair shake, I mean, see what he really shows.
Yeah, I don't think we know what Drew Locke's ceiling is.
No.
So, I agree. All right, enough of this fucking sports shit. Maybe, I don't know, the Mariners win today?
I don't know, I haven't been watching. I'm afraid to watch. I feel like I've been hurt so many times. It's like going back to that ex-girlfriend that, you know, took a shit in your bed. I mean, you just...
That's called a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
That's called a callback. That doesn't tell me anything. Is that today? That must be today.
That's 7 hours ago. The game was early, early game.
It was a 10 a.m. game.
Oh, so yeah, then yeah, that's today.
Yeah, we lost 2-1.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that
It sounds like they're on a good streak. Tomorrow, I'm gonna go see the Crackheads.
Oh, to be honest, I'm bummed I have not gotten out to a Kraken game.
This will be my first one. It was one of those I was supposed to go for my birthday. Don had bought me tickets for my birthday, but then Amber planned a vacation a weekend away for my birthday, so I wasn't able to, you know, go. So he gave me tickets for tomorrow night. So, and it's actually fan appreciation night, and I'm taking Benton because his birthday was yesterday. So,
very nice.
So we're going to go to a Kraken game. And what was funny is we didn't go because Amber was going to go with me, but she was supposed to be doing something with Zoe on Saturday that got changed. So she'd backed out and I'd already asked Benton. So it's like, well, sucks for you.
Yep. You be the one to break the news to your son.
Yeah. It's like you tell him. So yeah, we're going to go. Me and Ben are going to go. It's going to be kind of fun. So, because yeah, Zoe was going to do, because they got married. It was last year. Their 1 year anniversary was this week, and they were going to have actually have the final like wedding party this weekend because now COVID's over or whatever. But then they all suddenly had to move. So they moved and yeah, they're in Tenino now.
Oh.
Because the house, I guess his grandparents, I guess the house has been in the property of being sold for a long time, and they finally signed the paperwork and they're like, okay, you have to be out by June. And they found some like the perfect place in Tenino, but the lady wasn't going to hold it. So it's like either move now or not. So they took it.
Tenino.
Oh, yep.
Down there in Narn Van hometown.
Yeah. Yes. So it's been, yeah. Zoe's been an interesting one lately. Anyway, I also got the.
I'll be close to there tomorrow. I mean, not too far. I got to go to fucking Yelm tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, none of my family listens to this anyway. So Zoe sent me a picture of the peanut yesterday. Let's just say that.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Planters.
Yeah. Yeah. My family and like nobody knows pretty much. So, you know, and the listeners know. So don't tell Zoe I told you.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. I mean, at least, you know, I told her, I was like, you're better than me and your mom. I mean, you know, you were actually married before you decided to finally do that. So.
Yeah. True. Oh, Grandpa.
Yep. Yep. You know, whatever.
Oh, Grandpa. All right. So I did watch, catch up, everything. I missed the one last week, right, because my internet fucked up.
Yeah.
And so we watched that one and the new one last night. Of course, we're talking Moon Knight.
Yep.
I'm so, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't either, but that's actually kind of why I love it.
Yeah. I'm not hating it at all. Like, I think it's really good. I think Oscar Isaac is fucking amazing.
He is, and there's supposed to be a third. There's supposed to be a third one, and they've hinted at it a couple times, but
so I did a little reading. Yeah, I saw that there is a third one. Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. Ethan Hawke, though, and I know it's just he's driving me fucking bonkers. He is like kind of if Bob Ross was a sociopath.
Yeah.
That monotone just fucking it's almost like Ned Flanders the murderer.
Yeah. But I mean he plays it beautifully.
Yeah, but that character drives me fucking mad. If Oscar Isaac doesn't stick a fucking moon through him, I'm gonna be pissed.
But that's like the best part about this. That's why I think I love Ethan Hawke in this, is the fact that the character drives you nuts just like it's supposed to. And you're like, God, I want to punch him in the throat.
Especially you this know, last episode where he's the doctor, which is what he really is in the like, you know. And I think that's why I'm thinking I shouldn't have read the little couple blurbs I read on who Moon Knight was in comics. You know, and the characters around him, because like everything going, who the fuck's the hippo? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
The hippo is, you caught up to last night. So you should have seen the hippo driving the boat and everything. The hippo is it's a god. Just like
celestial. Honshu.
Yeah. It's a god. Just like Honshu.
Okay.
So
watching the episodes last night, I got a real like Loki vibe. Like a TVA, right? I thought, like, I kept thinking they're going to somehow tie this into the TVA.
Yeah, like, that'd be pretty cool.
Ethan Hawke as a doctor last night totally reminded me of Owen Wilson and Loki.
Yeah.
A little calmer and milder, but on that same side of, like, oh, Oscar, or, you know, Steven, Mark Grant, you're not a bad person. You're just the, you know, kind of like what Owen Wilson was doing to Loki. Like, you know, yeah, I don't know. I'm so fucking lost and I do love it. I think it's amazing.
Oh, it is.
But I don't.
It is amazing.
It drives me crazy not knowing what's real. What's like, is this a dream or is this a dream? Is this his mind working against him, or is this like what's what? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's that's what the whole point of it, though. That's what makes it amazing, is like, where are we? It's yeah,
and
it's
we all talked about that same thing with
and then he fell off the boat and you're like, what the fuck happened? What happened to Steven?
I saw there was an uproar yesterday over that.
I mean, what happened to Steven? Is Steven dead? God, I hope he's not dead. They got to bring Steven back. He's amazing.
Yeah. Huh. Sorry, I shouldn't have scrolled. I just saw Shaquem Griffin is going to announce the Seahawks pick tomorrow. Is he out of the NFL?
I don't know. But yeah, that was one of those that, you know, yeah, that I love the Moon Knight so far. I mean, it's been a great show. So
There was a couple articles. That's what I was trying to look for to see. But no, I fucking loved it. Or I'm loving it. Tomorrow or next week is the last one, right?
Is it?
I believe so. They only do all the other ones have only been 6 episodes. And typically they stop before a movie comes out. So Wednesday would be the last episode. Then Friday Doctor Strange comes out.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
I know. I know. I am looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot, actually.
I'm definitely going to see episodes.
No.
And see, the episode guides only show up to seasons or up to six, so I don't know.
But typically, that's how all the Disney Plus shows are. Because they don't want to give away, like, if they're bringing in a character or, you know, they're going to have a cameo or whatever. So, you're looking like IMDb, right?
Yeah. And I even looked up, like, answers, whatever, but CNET or whatever, it says it's only supposed to be six episodes for the first season, so. So, I don't know how the fuck they're going to finish this all up in one episode next week.
They're not. They're going to leave it on. Every one of them is on a fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Every fucking one of them. But it looks really good. Looks really good. I did watch. I watched a really good movie this week too that I had never seen before. Called. I think it was called. Speaking of Jason Sudeikis earlier, this is my callback. Drive. Was it called Drive?
I've heard of that one.
With Jason Sudeikis, it's a what do you call it? A biopic or whatever of John DeLorean.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was.
Is this it here? Maybe. I guess I could share my screen so you could see. Yeah, I was scrolling and I read the little blurb or whatever, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize. Nope, it's not Drive.
So that's Ryan Gosling.
Yep, maybe it's Driven. Oh, I think it is, because I think that's what I stopped. This one. Driven. I think that's why I stopped, because I was thinking it was the... Wasn't Sylvester Stallone in like a race car movie called Driven?
Possibly.
Yeah, so it's about DeLorean, and I was like, oh yeah, DeLorean smuggled fucking cocaine in all his cars, like in the fucking doors and shit. No, he didn't. He got busted before he could. They busted him on drug one, so I was like, I looked up John DeLorean and I was reading about it, because I was like, oh, did they Hollywood this up? Like, is this not accurate? Because every story I've been told was, you know, he fucking was smuggling. No, yeah. He never got the smuggle. He bought the cocaine to smuggle, and he was completely fucking set up. So Jim Hoffman, who Jason Sudeikis plays, sets him up as an FBI informant. And when DeLorean couldn't get the money to buy the drugs because he was so far in debt, no banks would loan him. The DeLorean didn't do well, as we know, just sales-wise. He was so fucking in debt that the FBI actually loaned him the money to buy the drugs and then arrested him for buying the drugs with the FBI money.
Wow.
I also did not know that he was the developer of the GTO, the Firebird, the Pontiac Grand Prix, the Chevy Vega.
Wow.
Yeah, he was charged with cocaine trafficking after FBI informant Jim Hoffman solicited him as a financier in a scheme to sell 220 pounds of cocaine worth approximately $24 million. DMC, the company that built the DeLorean, was $17 million in debt. He defended himself under trial with procedural defense of police entrapment. The trial ended in a not guilty verdict in August of 84. But by that time, DMC declared bankruptcy and ceased operations. So, yeah, he wasn't even guilty. I've always, the lore or whatever I was told was, yeah, he was guilty. He was smuggling it in the panels of the doors. And so I learned something, but it was a really good movie.
Huh. That sounds like an interesting one.
It was a really good movie. And then, so, okay, first of all, I got really good news, but we're speaking of Back to the Future. So I've been watching Whose Line Is Anyways on HBO, the Alicia Tyler ones. And they had Leah Thompson on one of the episodes I was watching the other night.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right before Leah Thompson came out, whatever the game they were playing, Ryan was supposed to be Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Never seen Back to the Future. Just embarrassed himself. And Leah Thompson comes out the next game and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know. But with that being said, did you see what's coming to the PL Fair?
No.
Whose Line Is It Anyways with Drew Carey?
No, I did not see that.
I think it's September 24th at the PL Fair. It looks like Ryan Stiles is going to be there. Colin Mochrie was not on there. Was it Brad Sherwood was not on there. Wayne was not on there. It may have been Jeff Davis. I'm trying to. Here we go. Whose Line Is Anyways? Puyallup tickets on sale. Let's see if it says who. But the fair itself is describing it as with Drew Carey.
That'd be cool. I might freaking look into that.
I wonder if they're using different people, different shows, because that's a huge travel. September 23rd, they're at the Carpenter Theater in Richmond, Virginia. And then September 24th at the Puyallup Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that'd be a... But, I mean, it's just a plane ride, I guess.
But $79 is the cheap seats at the Puyallup Fair.
Oh, that seems like a lot.
And this one's not saying who's going to be there. Let me see here. But I know we've talked about it numerous times that the Drew Carey is just fucking amazing.
Oh yeah. I mean he's the
okay, so there's our cast of characters. It's Ryan, Drew, Greg Proops, Jeff Davis, and I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
What guy?
This guy on the far left next to Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
But I know Ryan lives here.
Does he?
Yeah, like up in Bellingham.
I didn't know that.
So, Greg Proop, Joel Murray.
Who's Joel Murray?
I don't know if he was
looks
ever
kind of familiar to me.
I don't know if he was ever on the TV show or what, but
oh yeah, that's why he looks familiar. He's skinnier than he usually is.
So that shitty website I looked at the tickets on is scamming. Reserved concert seating 40 to 60.
Okay. He was George Calamari in One Crazy Summer.
I'm not sure.
He's been around forever. One Crazy Summer is one. I know who that is because that's one of my favorite freaking like movies of all time. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He was in Dharma and Greg as Pete.
Didn't watch that one either.
He was in the Drew Carey show as Bob. But it was one episode.
Okay.
He's been around forever. I mean, if you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, okay, I know who he is.
Well, I saw his, you mean his old face? Because I just saw his, I just saw his face in that flyer. But
yeah, I meant like his old face, like when he was younger. I mean, he's been around forever. Like I said, his first movie was One Crazy Summer, which like is one of my favorite movies in 1986. So
it made me wonder, though, if the Sounders are in town like that Friday or that Sunday. Because I thought it was kind of weird that he was coming, that Drew Carey was coming. But I know he owns the Sounders, so if he was coming to do a little bit of, you know, everything.
Yeah.
It would make sense. I don't know if the schedule's out for next year or fucking not. But I would love the chance to go see Drew Carey, Ryan Stiles.
Oh, he looks at Lake. He lives in Lake Sammish.
Okay, that's up there by Bellingham, though, right?
That's up there, right, just outside of Bellingham. It's like right before you go into Bellingham.
So there is a Sounders game, September 17th and September 27th.
Okay.
So who knows? But I think we need to go.
I would love to.
I'm contemplating like taking the kids. Like I think it'd be, they sit and watch it with me on TV all the time and love it. Even Toby just fucking dies laughing.
Oh yeah, because they're funny. My favorite one is still the one with freaking God. What's his the freaking,
Richard Simmons?
Yes, that's the best ever.
Episode or season 5, episode 21. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. All right, you got comedy next week. What do we got coming?
I do. It's going to be a fun show. It's the host is Melissa Thomas, and then it's going to be featuring Robert Cashmore, who Robert's amazing. And then the closer is Megan Gross. I've actually never seen Megan, but I've heard amazing things about her, and that's why I hired her. So should be a fun one, though. I think it's going to be a blast.
There you go. All right. And next week, we may not have a show. Like I said, I know you have Comedy Wednesday, and I'm actually in L.A. all next week.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So I have no clue. I thought about taking my computer, but I don't know if I'll be anywhere able to, you know, I never know what they have planned for us.
Yeah.
Right, I was told I'm going to have Tuesday to do whatever I want. And then all of a sudden, a schedule came out today, and they have us at the Coke warehouse from 2 to 5, a Mexican restaurant from 6 to 9, and then some sightseeing something or other from fucking 9 to 11. So,
good.
Yeah. So as of right now, we'll plan on not having a show. If something changes, we'll... You guys will be the first one when it clicks on your download now, new episode out thing, you know.
Yeah.
Ready to go. If not, we'll take next week off.
Hopefully, we'll see what happens. So, I mean, yeah, I've been doing more comedy. I was supposed to technically be at a show tonight, but I have to be in Bellingham in the morning. So, I don't want to be out late.
I'll trade you. I got to be in Yelm.
Yeah. Yelm's at least a little closer. I got to go up to Bellingham. I got to go all the way actually to Everson, which is north of Bellingham, and teach a forklift class. It's going to take me freaking 3 hours. It's going to take me longer to drive there and back than to teach the stupid class.
Well, I Google map the store I got to be at in Yelm tomorrow, and I'm an hour and 46 minutes away.
Well, yeah, from you.
Yeah, so not a whole lot different than Bellingham.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.